Now that we've completely disassembled the M249 machine gun, we're going to reassemble the M249. To do that, we're going to do it in reverse order. So one of the first things that I want to do is go ahead and put my handguard back on. And to do that, you're just going to simply slide it up and over and push in on the pin where it pushes all the way through. And it should fit in there firmly. Right, so we're going to lay that down. Next thing we're going to do is we're going to grab our gas separating rod and our bolt carrier and our bolt, and we're going to assemble those. To do that, you've got to make sure this pivot pin is pulled out. If you notice, that pivot pin is going to slide right through this hole that's located on the gas operating rod. So let's make sure it's out. And leave it held out. Slide it over the gas operating rod and push it in. And if you notice, when I did it, it came out, and now they're held together. I'm going to grab my bolt. I'm going to take my bolt and slide it in, make sure the groove is correct, and turn it slightly to the left. And then I'm going to leave it alone for the time being and go ahead and finish reassembling the rest of the 249. So now I'm going to go ahead and grab my gas tube and my bipod. I'll put my bipod in place. I'm going to take my gas tube. And when you're doing your gas tube, you have to slide it all the way in. And there's a spring right here. You've got to make sure that spring gets pushed to the left so that you can slide your gas operating rod in. So I've got it pushed to the left. I line it up. I push. And I spin till it stops on the groove. And it stopped right there. All right. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to position myself. Go ahead and put the barrel in place. And to do that, you just have to grab the barrel by the handle, slide it, and make sure that your gas tube and your gas collar line up with the gas tube here itself. And you're going to pull it forward while pushing on the release until it locks in place and release it. A good snug fit, you'll see that the barrel and the release are together. They're real close together. Next thing we're going to do is go ahead and put our weapon at a 45 degree angle so now we can work on it. We're going to get our trigger housing and put our trigger housing in place. Again, you're just going to use the notch here and the notches inside the weapon. Slide it in place. It should pop in place and it should be able to sit there by itself for a few seconds while you put everything else together. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and grab your gas operating rod, your bolt, and your bolt carrier, and you're going to line it up. If you notice on the bolt itself, there are two grooves on each side. Inside the weapon, there are two grooves also. And you're just going to let it slide in there. It will not slide all the way down.